Good morning, each one. Nice to see you. Let's turn to the last chapter of Ruth, the chapter 4, and we're going to read the concluding verses of the chapter, beginning at the verse 13. The verse 13 of chapter 4 of Ruth. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she had a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, hath borne him. Naomi took the child, and led it in her bosom, and became a nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Today, we're going to conclude the story of this book and the wonderful picture of the Lord Jesus that is presented to us in it, in the person of this man Boaz. I say it's going to be our last study, though I would like, before we leave the book of Ruth, to do a sort of an overview of it. And the picture that the book and the story in the book presents to us of the great purpose of God throughout the ages regarding his plan of redemption. We'll look at that after we finish what is in those verses that we just read. As I said, we're looking for a likeness to the Savior. And I suggest to you that there are 3 here. First of all, you will have seen that Ruth's union with Boaz was blessed of God with a child. Look at the verse 13 of this chapter. It says, The Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. So that it was the blessing of the Lord, evident in the life of Ruth and of Boaz, that they had a son. What a son he was, as the future development of that family prove. But boys and girls, I want you to know that when by God's grace you are saved and you're brought into union with the Lord Jesus, there's an old hymn we like to sing, Now I belong to Jesus and Jesus belongs to me. That pictures for us the relationship between the Christian and the Savior. There's a union between them. Just as in the case of Boaz and Ruth, and I'm sure in their marriage ceremony, there would have been something very similar to what takes place in a Christian marriage ceremony today, whereby the man swears his love to the woman and the woman to the man, and they become one. They're one. But of that union between Christ and the sinner, there is born fruit. Fruit. Now, it's illustrated in God's Word in many ways. And I suppose one of the most picturesque presentations of this fruitfulness is shown us in John chapter 15, where the Lord Jesus likens himself unto the vine. John chapter 15, he says, I am the true vine. And then he goes on to say that there are branches in him through which he bears fruit. And of course we are the branches. We are the branches in this wonderful vine. And each branch bears fruit as a result of its union with the vine. You have seen, I'm sure, in hedges where a branch has been broken. It's not quite broken right off, but it's broken. Its union with the main plant has been greatly injured and severed. And as you notice that branch over a period of time, while the main part of the tree or the shrub is prospering, flourishing, full of greenness and growth, this broken branch lies there, and whatever leaves were on it are withering away and turning brown. You've seen that, I'm sure, and you know the reason why. You don't have to have a lesson as to this branch with the leaves on. Why is it dying? Why is it turning brown while the rest of the shrub is flourishing? You know why. Because it has been separated to a large degree from the main plant. And the life that's found in the sap of the plant, and which rises up from the roots to every part of it, is not reaching this broken off branch. It's being deprived of that life. And it's not flourishing. Well, so it is with those who are united to Christ. They bear fruit. And that's how you know a real Christian from one who's only pretending to be a Christian. There's fruit, much fruit, to be found in the true child of God. I'm thinking of what we read in Galatians. And Galatians tells us, in chapter 5 and the verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit, we might reverently call the Holy Spirit the sap in the vine. For he's the one that conveys life to each member of Christ's body. He's the one that carries the graces of the Lord Jesus to the soul of everyone that is his, and consequently as a result of his work within us, his quiet secret work. You go out there, and I defy you, as you look at the plants that are all around you, I defy you to see the sap working. You can't see it, but it's working. The tree would die, the plant would die if it wasn't working, but it's a secret work, and there's a secret work wrought within the life of everyone who is in union with Christ. There's fruit born. And look at what it says, verse 22 of Galatians 5, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's quite an array of fruit. There's no tree known to us that brings forth such a variety of fruit. But when a person is in union with the Lord Jesus, these are the things that grow in their life. And the more they are in fellowship, the more they are in union with the Savior, the more there is of this fruit, this love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Person who walks close with God, their life will be marked by these blessings, these graces. So the union between Boaz and Ruth with the little one that was born was blessed of God, just like the union between the sinner and the Lord Jesus. What blessings come from that union, boys and girls? What blessings come, blessings that go beyond our descriptions, blessings that will last forever. The blessing of God which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, forgiveness of sins, pardon, peace, and those matters mentioned there in Galatians chapter 5. But notice also that as a result of marrying Boaz, Ruth became a relative of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that the Lord Jesus Christ has been given the title the Son of David. What an honor that is for David. What an honor that is for David, that the Messiah should be called the Son of David. He came of David's line. He was born of David's family. He descended, humanly speaking, from David. His mother belonged to the house of David. I hope I'm right in using a modern term. David's DNA was in the human body of the Lord Jesus. Each one of us carry in us the DNA that connects us. That is the very center of our being, the very heart of our physical being, carries in it substance which connects us to our father and mother, our grandfather and our grandmother, our great-grand, and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. And the Lord Jesus was born and was given the body, the human body, came from Mary, and Mary was linked to David, and David was linked to Ruth. So there was that of Ruth in the body of the Lord Jesus. And this link reminds us very much of a link that we all have with the Lord Jesus. The Savior uttered some marvelous words in Matthew chapter 12. If you turn it up, that's one of the places that these words are recorded. Matthew chapter 12. We're reading from the verse 47. Then one said unto him, Behold thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. This was Mary and some of the half-brothers of the Lord Jesus. Because after the birth of the Lord Jesus, Mary had other children. So Mary's outside with some of her son, half-brothers to the Lord Jesus. And somebody says, oh, she's out there with your brethren. Verse 48, But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Isn't that something? If you have done the will of God, and what is the will of God? The will of God is that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins and receiving him as your Savior. That's the will of God. And if you do the will of God, then you become close relative the Lord Jesus. You become his mother, his sister, or his brother. And in like fashion, when Ruth married Boaz, in the process of time, she became a relative of the Lord Jesus. She became a relative of the Lord Jesus. How closely knit are Christians? We're all the one family. When I was young and maybe would have been seen squabbling with my sister, there used to be a little rhyme repeated to me. Little birds in their nests agree, and it is a shameful sight for children of one family to fall out and chide and fight. I'm sure that's applicable to us all. You'll remember that whenever you feel like squabbling with brother or sister. We're all one family in Christ. You're saved today, because we have been made part of that family as a result of our conversion. Very quickly, the overall picture of God's mercy is seen in the story of Ruth. We come to the end of the chapter and the end of the book. Poor Ruth, a Moabitess, far off from Israel, knows nothing of God. In the wonderful providence of God, there comes to her land Naomi and her husband and her two sons. And somehow or other Ruth meets them, marries one of the sons, but in the course of time her husband dies, her father-in-law, Naomi's husband, dies, her other son dies as well, and Ruth and Naomi are found on their own. And a plan is proposed by Naomi that she return back to Israel, and Ruth insists that she would go with her, because Ruth has come to a knowledge of God by this time, and she wants to keep in the company of Naomi. And so she comes as a poor widow now, though saved, to Bethlehem. And there she meets a man who becomes her husband. He's a royal prince. It's not mentioned here, but Boaz was a prince of the house of Judah. And this poor woman from Moab is brought by the providential dealings of God into the presence of Boaz, and the marriage is formed, and her name is now forever remembered. And it's the story, boys and girls, of God's mercy to you and to me, if we're saved. We were lost on our way to hell, no knowledge of God. But God wonderfully guided our path, brought us to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're on our way to heaven today. We're on our way to heaven today. If you're saved, are you saved? Are you saved? Or are you still lost? Oh, come to the Savior. God has brought you under the sound of His Word that you might hear about the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. I hope that you do. And do it today. The Lord bless His Word. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Lord, we ask Thee to write Your Word on every heart. We do pray that the grace of God will be known in the school today, the calming grace of God. Put Your hand upon each pupil. We ask of Thee, Thou knowest the needs of each one. Bless them. Bless our school, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.